1332, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Creedence Clearwater Revival, and heard it through the grapevine at 22A. Well, I hear a lot of things through the grapevine, especially when it comes to the world of local politics. And the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us. G'day, mate.
Daniel, how are you? One of the most underrated bands of the 70s, I reckon, there. One
agree.
Of the most underrated. Yes. Good morning. 100%. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, speaking of grapevine, the opposition leader rocks into town.
Yes. Albo.
And just pops in for a visit. Did he take the wrong turn at Albuquerque? What happened? Seriously, he was in town to around the Easter period. I think it was Good Friday.
Good Friday, absolutely. So Albo's come to Bundy a fair few times, obviously. Last year he came about three times. He even holidayed out at Bagara for Christmas. Hmm. So he spent Christmas out at Bagara, and it was his first stop in the Queensland on this election campaign. And he wanted to come to Bundaberg. It was a captain's call. He said, I want to come to Bundaberg. He knows the people here. He knows that we're a friendly community. And we took a couple of Easter eggs over to the staff at Bolton Clark over at North and to the residents as well. Just said g'day and had a wonderful Good Friday afternoon. And no politics. I reckon that's the way that Easter should be. Just let it be about what Easter should be about.
So what made the decision for him to come here?
Well, I mean,
obviously he went on to do other things, yeah. But how did it come about?
I think it's just a connection. You know, he was on a flight up to Cairns afterwards, but he wanted his first stop to be here in Bundy. He knows the people, as I said, he's holidayed here over the Christmas period. And also he knows the importance of getting into aged care and really fixing aged care as well. And, you know, it's a big issue here in Bundaberg and all across the Wide Bay. We're an older population. A lot of our more vulnerable people are moving into aged care. And there's a lot that needs to be done to fix that. So I think it's a great thing. He came into town, Bundy, number one in Queensland, according to Albo.
And he just rang you and said, hey, I'm on my way? Or?
Yeah, just gave me a buzz.
Yeah. Yep. Now, last week you met with apprentice cabinet makers at TAFE Queensland. You've also been meeting with local residents as well over the last, fortnight or thereabouts since we last spoke. Mm-hmm. With the apprentices, what did they talk about? I mean, obviously they've all got different stories and they want to pursue a career in cabinet making, but a lot of them would have had different stories about their life in general. Yeah. And what did you make it? What came out of it?
Yeah, so absolutely. So these cabinet makers, carpenters, and future boiler makers, they're not actually apprentices yet. So this is a pre-apprenticeship program.
Right.
So what it's aimed at is getting those people who are either just left school or even in their 30s who always wanted to go down the trade path. And what we say is, you know what, we understand it's hard. You can't work and look after your family and then study at TAFE full time. So we actually pay them to go to TAFE to study 9 to 5, 5 days a week for a 10-week period, and then 3 weeks out on site, and then they roll into their apprenticeship. And it's fantastic. I met a fellow there last week doing cabinet making. He's 32, he's been in retail, but has always wanted to get into a trade. Mm-hmm. And because we invest in people, we're now actually investing in a career. So it's no longer just a job that these young men and women are having, whether they're pushing trolleys out at Coles and Woolies. They're actually now going to move into a career. And they're going to build the future houses of Bundaberg. Mm. So it's fantastic. You know, I've got a strong belief you invest in people, you invest in your community, and then you invest in your economy.
And you mentioned there that the 32-year-old, he's got life experience, obviously been out doing it, whatever it is previously, and then decided that, hey, this is a career. And it's amazing with those particular stories of people who have gone out and had a job in retail, sales, whatever, and all of a sudden they just turn their hand at something completely different that may have been out of their comfort zone, and they get with these pre-TAFE qualifications.
Absolutely. And even on the other end where we know that people can do it tough, and sometimes people don't grow up in the greatest of situations and have all of the opportunities that you and I were afforded. Mm. But this is a great opportunity. So for the carpenters, there's a 25-year-old fella. He's moved up. He was going to do teaching. Life changed. He had a kid and he needed another career path.
Yep.
And this provided him that opportunity. And now he's going to be an apprentice, is going to have a career, and is going to be building the houses of the future here in Bundaberg for those families as well.
Tom Smith, a member for Bundaberg, joins us this morning. All schools now have air conditioning around Queensland. I want to be one of those kids that plays with the air conditioning.
Well, we've taken the remote controls away.
And
we've taken them away from the teachers as well. But Daniel, absolutely right. The Cooler, Cleaner Schools program, $477 million investment. So now every classroom in every school in every part of Queensland is air conditioned. And that's fantastic. You know, we need to make sure that we create safe learning environments for young people, but you also have to have comfortable learning environments. And I know you and I were probably, when we were at school, you're distracted by that one wonky fan that was spinning around at the top. And, Yeah, that's maybe why.
What do you mean? I had a piece of paper that went like this.
That's right. Well, that's
great visual for radio. That's
obviously why you and I didn't get straight A's in class, didn't you? But you know, fantastic program. It's making sure that our kids have the right learning environment. So every classroom, every staff room, and every library, but also 1,000 jobs created from this program. So 1,000 jobs at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all about investing in our young people and investing in the jobs. And we've seen that here in the Wide Bay. 96 schools are in the Wide Bay, every single one of them air conditioned, every single one of them generated employment.
And just finally, Tom, obviously Monday Anzac Day, there's a lot of services around the region. I guess from a Member of Parliament's perspective, maybe just some words. And do you know of any services that are around the region?
Absolutely. Council have a wonderful document out on their website. So the dawn service in Bundaberg in the CBD, 4:15 in the morning. I believe that the march will start at 4:10. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the civic service at 8:30. And there's also the Nurses Memorial across from the hospital at 10:15. But there's a lot out there as well, Bagara, Bucca, throughout Childers. I think one of the most important things is also our schools are doing it as well. So they're having their services. I was at Kempnock yesterday, and it was led by the students. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fantastic. And I spoke to the students afterwards. A lot of our original Anzacs were 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. So, and when I've been a teacher, and when I go to these ceremonies, you can see how important it is to these teenagers. You know, sometimes we give them a rap, but they know how important Anzac Day is to our country, but also to their family as well. So it's wonderful to see young people with such humility and understanding the importance of Anzac Day. It was a wonderful, wonderful service yesterday. It will be through all schools, and it's important. I think it's Australia's most important day in terms of recognising the sacrifice for what we all now have.
I must say, when I was at school, all we knew about it was obviously the basics of it, and it wasn't really taught in schools. And I think now, as you mentioned there, it's the students picking it up, saying, hey, we need to do something about this. And I think that is really, really important and wonderful, and fair play to the younger generation for doing that. But when I was at school, it wasn't really taught.
Yeah, well, look, I can tell you that. The curriculum now is very focused. So I've taught Anzac quite a lot. I've taught World War One quite a lot when I was teaching. And as I said, young people really connect to that, because World War One was also one of the first wars where we had vision as well. So young people actually can see the vision of what those young Australians faced back then. And of course, we commemorate men, women of all cultures who have served under the Australian flag. And I think that's what's so important about Anzac Day. It truly is a day where we all come together and we all realise the importance of standing with each other, shoulder to shoulder, and helping each other out.
Tom, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. This is the Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joining us on 1332 4BU.